see, and I've done broke it. Somebody told me to run jewelry to fix that, and if they can, I sure want it done.
Yeah, they'll probably silver solder it, or...
Well, there's a little thing that slips over this, you know, and it's just board that slips off. Ben Luther could get it in the vise and get it with a hammer a time or two, we could stop it.
About tried, so it's mine.
Well, what other parts did they have besides the vest?
Oh, they had a good celluloid collar on them white shirts and them rubber collars.
Rubber collars?
Yeah, that's a rat spit of work.
Rubber collars, they just come out there and turn it over.
Yeah.
And point on them.
You know, that makes pretty good sense.
Well, that wasn't bad.
You figure how dirty the doggone collar on a shirt gets, and that's the first part that wears out.
It didn't take long to launder one of them.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend 5 years ago was buying paper collars.
Until I was 20 years old, I guess. I wore them shirts that she put the collar on.
I never did wear any of them white shirts. They come in here and just a kid, wasn't old enough for a man. But to come in a white shirt, you know, that had a front here.
Yeah, I never did buy none of them. I wore a lot of white shirts.
Well, them there, they got dirty, you know, they just peel off a strip here and you just had a new shirt.
Is that right?
Maybe there'd be 5 or 6, 7 or 8 of them sheets on there. All you had to do is just strip that front off and you had a new shirt.
Ooh. You making that up?
Well, I didn't make the shirts up.
I've seen a few of them, but I never did wear one.
I never did.
Just about that pretty well in wintertime. Summertime when it's sweating, my left part would get 32.
You're all wrinkled, huh?
Yeah.
What were the other parts of the suit? The vest and
coat, pants. Finally got to come without the vest much and 2 pair of pants.
Yeah. Well, that was a big day.
Well, some of them vests was a pretty good invention in a way.
Sure.
They was all right in the wintertime.
In the wintertime, when you buttoned that gentleman up, it kept the front of you warm.
Mm-hmm. What did people wear to hold up their pants then?
Suspenders.
My dad still does, and he wears a big old heavy belt. It's that far from his stomach. The only thing that's good for is holding his pants down. It sure wouldn't hold him up. When you're riding in the winter, or when people around here are, do they ever wear those big things on their legs to turn the brush?
Them shaps?
Mm-hmm.
Them old boys in Texas do, and them mesquite brush yet. I've never seen very many of them here. They wear them around rodeos here, but outside of that, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, where I was raised, you pretty near had to have them in that mesquite brush, you know, them thorns sticking in there.
You have buck brush around there?
No, they wasn't where I was raised.
Well, that's wicked stuff. When a fella got married in the early days, did he usually buy a new suit for his wedding?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, if he, in the early days he did, I tell you, before I married 2 or 3 years, 2 or 4 or 5, these girls here in this country wouldn't go with you if you didn't have on a coat. They didn't know how hot it was.
Hmm.
They wouldn't go with a fella didn't wear a coat. And I said, well, they won't go at all. They just warmed up.
I generally had one. Earth got up before we had cars. I had one in the car, but